Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Jim Rogers. He's the head of Intermountain West Communications, and he's on Twitter. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Steve Freese, Aaron Neff, and Chuck Muth. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
George Harris is running for mayor of Las Vegas. George is a businessman, so to help tell his story, we hired a politician.
As mayor, I'll suspend all business license fees to spur immediate job growth, and I'll balance the budget.
Task Force Committee Administrative Department heads will analyze and deliver the best course of
action. No. Create jobs and balance the budget.
47 years ago, our forefathers had nothing to fear but fear itself.
Jobs and budget.
Right. George, I don't know how to do that.
I know. That's why I'm running for mayor.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome Jim Rogers to the program. He's the head of Intermountain West Communications, and the stations that you own, you carry our program, I should say. Let's start out with the most fun thing I've seen in years. You got me to sign up for Twitter because you went on Twitter and you are now tweeting. How did this come about, and how much fun are you having doing it?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know anything about tweeting or Twitter or anything like that. And one of the people in the production department came up and said, you ought to try this. I said, all right. So I started, and you know, I'm very compulsive. Once I get involved in something, I kind of go all out. And Sam, I have to tell you something. I haven't had so much fun in my whole life. I write these things, you know, and then over the weekend, I'm talking to Josh Griffin, who's our lobbyist, and both of us just laugh and laugh and laugh, and then the people in the production department, we read them and laugh and laugh and laugh. So if nothing else, it's been good for my mental health in writing them, but they are fun. You know, they are fun. We write an awful lot. Some people have said that I'm too wordy and I write too many, but I don't know how to cut it down. And, you know, you don't have to read any of them or all of them or part of them, but we try to make them kind of lighthearted, but yet get a point across.
Well, let me pick a couple out from today. This is, you know, about an hour and a half ago. One of the things you said was, government didn't steal the store, we gave it away. What do you mean?
Well, I think that the public doesn't watch what the government's doing. And, you know, for example, lately we've been blaming the labor unions for everything. Well, they didn't come out. They don't have the absolute power to say, this is what we're going to make, this is what you're going to do. They go, they negotiate. And quite frankly, their negotiators are very, very competent and very, very effective. And the government employee sits there and says, well, it's not my money, it's somebody else's money. And I don't want to be stuck with a strike, that'll hurt my reputation. So I'll pay. And they pay and they pay and they pay and they pay. And then people come out like this idiot in Wisconsin, you know, the present governor, and all at once he's blaming it on the unions and blaming it on the people that are the beneficiaries of that. And it was administrations before his that really caused this to get out of hand. That's a big concern to me.
Another one, you said, government can't be blamed for what it's become. You and I are to blame because of our inattention.
Yeah, you know, the guy on the street, says, you know, I'm working hard every day. I work hard to protect my and provide for my family. I have all of those other things to do. And frankly, I don't understand government. I don't know what the hell is going on. And I don't care. And you can say that. But after a while, it's like, you know, owning a store and never going there and leaving the door open at the same time. Pretty soon, you don't have a store. And that's what's happened to us. You know, I made a comment in one of the tweeters or whatever you call them. I said, you know, it used to bother me that only about 25% of the public showed up to vote. And I thought that was a terrible thing. And lately I've changed my mind to say, thank God the other 75% don't show up because they haven't a clue. They don't know who's running. They don't know what the issues are. And so it's best that they stay away. Otherwise, you're shooting crap with them to see if they pull the right lever. That's a terrible thing when you have that kind of a voting record. Hell, the people in Egypt would certainly have been pleased had they had the right to vote. And my guess is, at least for the next 10 years, you'd find that 95% of them voted. Then after they got a little complacent, it would start to drop off. But we think that some deity or something up there owes us a democracy. And democracies are tough. They're tougher than dictatorships. And you have to protect them. You have to protect them every day. So you have to say, I'm going to spend 40 hours a week working. I'm going to spend 40 hours a week or thereabouts with my family. And I'm going to spend 5 hours or 6 hours a week reading the newspaper or watching the television networks to find out what's going on. And people don't do that.
Go one more tweet here, yeah. And then I'll move on. This is how dictatorships operate. What did that mean?
Well, I think there's another part to that, isn't there?
Well, that one kind of came on it, so maybe you went long in one of the previous ones.
What I had initially said was that if you don't get involved in government, that dictators can really rise, and you don't know that it's happening, and all at once you've got somebody like Mubarak or Gaddafi or somebody like that. And that's a big concern to me, and I'm very concerned, and maybe it's been this way for an awful long time. But the issues these days are so complicated, and they're so it's so necessary that we get involved in what's going on in our community. You know, the biggest problem I have is that people don't participate in the education system. Nevada's a state with 2.7 million people in it. You have 400,000 kids every day that go to school every day in K through 16. So if you had two children in every family, you'd have 400,000 parents. So you have 800,000 people who are involved in education every day. What's that, a third of the population?
Sure.
And yet when you have a meeting at the school board, when the governor says he's going to cut the budgets, six people show up. Those are things where, and I've said it before, that when those things happen, the parents ought to fill the silver bowl here in Las Vegas and protest it, but they don't. Apathy is killing us.
All right, let's take a break. More with Jim Rogers when we come back.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jim Rogers. He's the head of Intermountain West Communications. Joyce Haldeman on this program accused the governor of bait and switch with the school bond money, the trust of the voters to approve future bond issues for specific subjects. What do you think about that? Was it bait and switch?
Well, I think there's a lot of that going on now. I think that there's some rather peculiar and very creative accounting methods going on, and that is that if I've got this hole, I've really been able to protect the public against taxes because I've been able to swipe the money from over here. And that's short-term thinking. You know that doesn't work. You can't take away construction money from the school system and put it into operation and then go back a couple of years from now and say, Jesus, what happened to our construction money? So I think that, you know, I'm not an admirer of the governor, although I kind of liked him in the primary, gave him some money in the primary. But then I thought, oh my God, I got Gibbons again. And that's spooky, except he's a better looking Gibbons and he combs his hair better, got a better smile, and is very warm. But I think that the things he's doing are absolutely terrible, absolutely terrible. And I don't think there's any future for the state to that for that.
Have you had any conversations with him since the election?
No, I haven't.
Do you intend to?
Yeah, you know, we'll finally get around to, but, you know, I didn't have much luck with Gibbons. I think that all the time I was the chancellor, that I spent 1.5 hour with him, and I discovered afterwards that he was looking down while he was talking to me, or I was talking with him, and the person in the room said to me, did you see what he was doing while you were talking? I said, no. He said, he was texting to somebody. And that was very disappointing to me. You know, you can disagree with anything I say, and a lot of people do, but the insensitivity, Sam, at some point, you just say, I'm not going to fight the battle that way. I'm going to fight the battle another way, because I can't convince him of anything. I think he made a terrible, terrible mistake when he said, no matter what, no taxes.
Now, you're talking about Gibbons or
no, I'm talking about Sandoval.
Okay.
And I understand some of his Republican friends said, whatever you do, don't take that stand. Say, taxes would be the last thing, but we're going to have to consider it if X, Y, and Z happen. And so an absolutist, those people who say never, 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 or I won't ever do something, they frighten me. I've never made a decision that I didn't think I could change, or that I wouldn't change if different facts arose. And you can't tell what's going to happen tomorrow. You can't. So
I even saw that within your own business. In, you know, from 2007 through the last year's election. I mean, up until the election, things were pretty tough.
Oh, clear across the country. Newspapers were going out of business overnight. I was in a big city in the East, and they told me that all of the television stations there were having a hell of a time making it. We've had a very difficult time for the last 2 years, no question about that. We've had to reduce our costs. But the one thing you never do, Sam, is you can become more efficient, but you cannot cut the quality of your product. Because if you take all of the inefficiency money out, and then the next move is to cut the quality of your product, there is a second round of cuts, because nobody's watching your station now. Right. The advertisers know it, and pretty soon you just chase yourself down a hole. And you have to watch that. And with a guy like Sandoval, who's arbitrary, you know, don't bother me with the facts. I've got my mind made up. It's a four-word sentence. No new taxes. Actually, it's three words.
All right. Let me move into another story here, because this was, I thought, an interesting comment. I'm not sure that you and Tom Mitchell agree on too much, but I was curious to get your thought on this. He wrote an editorial, "The Real Problem with Nevada's Dropout Rate." He said, "Over the years, I've been known to cause more than a few jaws to drop and elicit audible gasps during editorial board meetings with educators, lawmakers, and or community activists who come in and declare our school system has a dropout rate problem, with which I hastily and heartily agree. Yes, it's not nearly high enough. We need to oust the malingerers, miscreants, goof-offs, and gangbangers who are nothing but seatwormers at best, and at worst a distraction or a danger to teachers and the majority of students who wish to actually carry out the school system's mission of obtaining a reasonable level of education."
Well, that's not the answer. You know, that's a knee-jerk reaction, and that's saying that, you know, if you as a whatever eighth grader don't want to go to school, get the hell out of here. But the problem is there's going to be another generation behind you with your children. And you say, you know, I was thrown out of school. I didn't have a chance to get an education. I have no talents. I have no abilities to do everything. And the kid says, well, what should I do? And the parent says, well, I don't know. I can just tell you that I've never been successful at anything. I never got an education. I don't know whether it's important or not. So once you take that kind of a position, let's get rid of all the bad guys. Next time, if you have 50 bad guys this time, next generation, you have 150 bad guys. And
but actually, may I interrupt?
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of a product of this myself. I left school when I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't fit into the school system.
Right.
And, you know, I became self-educated and went through various different careers before I settled on the career that I really wanted to be in. Isn't there a place for kids to be out of that system? Because not everybody's going to go to college?
Well, I think that's true, but I don't think that you can take the exception, and you're an exception, and make that the rule. I think you have to look to see what society really needs and wants. And you cannot have in this society a continuation of the what do I want to say? People that don't have a really trade or a college education or an ability to make a living, you can't perpetuate that, Sam. You can't, because every generation becomes worse than the last one. I don't know the answer to it, but I'll tell you where I would start. I would start, if I were on the Board of Education, I would say, whoa, let me tell you something. The fact that we don't graduate kids is not my fault. I'm here every day, I teach your kids. But the reason we don't graduate your kids is because of the parents. The parents take them to the bus in the morning, put them on the bus, send them to school. Kid comes home, did you get any homework today? The teachers have given up giving me homework. Well, that's all right. The parents are not involved in the teaching of their children. And that may be a problem because more and more mothers have to work. Fathers are working longer hours. The problems that we have these days are really, really monumental for everybody going forward. And people don't have the opportunity or the ability or the desire when they're so tired to take care of their children. But you can't survive on that. You have to have a parent like my parents or many others who say, Jimmy, it's important that you get an education. You are not an intellectual. You can't by yourself, without help from something else, be able to be competitive in this society. And what gives you the up is either acquiring a skill. Everybody doesn't have to go to college, but you must acquire a skill that is separate and apart from what everybody else can do. Or you must get a college education that gives you a profession which is separate and apart from what other people can do. If you just run of the mill and you're like everybody, you have no bargaining power in this economy. And so the bottom group continues to get larger, and that's a very big concern to me.
And that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Glad to be here.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
The best just got better. Northern Nevada's greatest, tastiest burger joint is making it even easier with you in mind. Tahoe Burger, just off of Rob Drive, is streamlining their daily menu. From breakfast to dinner, you get to build your own with your favorites. Same delicious burgers, same sumptuous breakfast. The difference, you pick the size and the fixings. Build your own with the same top quality ingredients, same great taste, all in an affordable price. It's Tahoe Burger, making it better your way. Tahoe Burger, the burger with altitude.
With all the uncertainty around healthcare, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0096 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Steve Freese is here, freelance journalist, Aaron Neff with Progress Now Nevada, and Chuck Muth, president of Citizen Outreach. Pleasure to have you all on program. Topic we haven't covered on this program so far, but pretty huge issue, was President Obama in the middle of February, in a major legal policy shift, according to the New York Times, has directed the Justice Department to stop defending the Defense of Marriage Act, the 1996 law that bars federal recognition of same-sex marriages, against law lawsuits challenging it as unconstitutional. You've spoken out on this issue before.
I actually testified in opposition to DOMA several years ago when it was a big issue, I think 2003 or something like that. Yeah, I don't know that the Obama administration should be circumventing the legal process here. I mean, there's an argument to be made that it's a state's rights issue, and that that we should go ahead and allow the states to set their own limits or make their own decisions on that. But then I think that this thing eventually, Sam, is going to come down to in Loving versus Virginia, when it was about black and white marriages, the Supreme Court declared that there is a right to marriage, and I just think that eventually the Supreme Court is going to overturn bans on gay marriage. And I know a lot of people aren't going to like that. They don't want to hear it. But the fact of the matter is a lot of us get older and start dying off. The younger generation just doesn't care about this issue any more than they did about black-white marriages way back in the
30s. And you've advocated Nevada getting ahead of the curve on this.
Well, sure. And I've said it sometimes in half jest, because there's a constitutional amendment banning it. It's not going to happen overnight. The legislature can't do it. But, we used to be the divorce capital of the world. That's not something to necessarily be so proud of. That's done more damage to the institution of marriage than gay marriage ever could. And, if we become the gay marriage capital of the world, that our economy's going to turn around pretty quickly.
Aaron, your thoughts?
Well, I can't believe I'm agreeing with Chuck Muth, but
it's a first right here on Nevada Newsmakers.
Look, I find the Defense of Marriage Act, I'm not a legal scholar, but I consider it unconstitutional. And I think eventually what Chuck said is correct. The courts will eventually remedy this. Public opinion being what it is already shifting in that direction. And I'm happy the president pulled off justice on this, if for no other reason than to send a good political message to his base that, in fact, he does actually stand for something.
Well, and with Don't Ask, Don't Tell, now this, your thoughts?
Well, look, I mean, the ship has sailed in terms of Vegas being the, or Nevada being the marriage, gay marriage capital of the world, because California is way ahead of us. All these other states have already done it. You can go to Iowa and do it. There was a moment back in maybe 03, 04 when Vegas or Nevada could have used this as an economic stimulus, but it's too late, and it'll take too much time for Nevada to catch up. Not to mention that I've spoken to some of the smaller wedding chapel owners, and they really don't want to do it. I mean, the big casinos want to, but the smaller ones, they don't. They're strangely religious about these topics, which is kind of funny considering who they do marry. But I mean, Obama's decision was sort of interestingly timed, just when he's starting to ramp up to raise money for the reelection. A lot of gay people are very upset with the fact that Don't Ask, Don't Tell took what it took to undo, given the fact that it was not a difficult thing for the public. The public, by and large, was supportive of that repeal. So they really didn't step out in front until this.
Anjanette Damon, writing in the Las Vegas Sun, talked about some legislative Republicans have indicated that they will part ways with the governor if Democrats agree to a host of reforms on their top priorities: public employee pay and benefits, collective bargaining rights, construction defect litigation. And Pete Goicoechea was quoted as saying he prefaces his caucus's support of Sandoval's budget with, "at this point." How do you feel about this?
Well, there's a whole lot in there, Sam. Look, I'll be an optimist, and I'll say I think we need a balanced approach to this crisis. I believe at the end of the day, even the Republicans in the legislature are going to have to realize they cannot cut the entirety of this deficit. I'm not saying raise the entire amount in taxes. I'm saying there has to be a balanced approach that includes new revenue. If we want to talk about collective bargaining, last I checked, state employees didn't have it, so I'm not so sure where they're going there. And lastly, with respect to public employees, look what's happening around the country, in Wisconsin, in the Midwest. People are energized. The majority of Americans support public employees. I know the mood here in Nevada has been soured a bit by some egregious, I will admit, abuses of benefits and the like. But realistically, at the end of the day, I'm hopeful we have a budget solution that includes new revenue, and not one that is balanced on the back of state workers, particularly who have no collective bargaining rights in this state.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm just waiting for the big, Egyptian-style protest to take the strip. I think that'll be a great story to watch when the union folks start coming out and doing all those protests here. It feels a little left out as a freelance journalist watching what's going on in Wisconsin and knowing that we have such a large deficit and such a large number of union people, and yet there really isn't that kind of grassroots activism.
As well,
much as running away to the Democrats to run away to Tahoe to get away from the legislature, stuff like that. That would be cool.
The California side of Tahoe. Chuck.
Willie Sutton robbed banks because that's where the money was. This balance can absolutely be balanced without a tax increase, and it should be. And the fact of the matter is, 80% or more of our budget goes into personnel, and if you're going to balance a budget without cutting programs, you have to reduce salaries. And that's the way that we have to go. And I would only challenge Aaron and everybody else who says, well, it has to be a balanced approach. There needs to be revenue increases. Who are you going to raise taxes on, and by how much? You guys keep on saying it.
I'm happy.
I know, but nobody in the legislature is saying it. The Democrats are getting away with this, Sam, right now, saying, oh, well, you know, we need to have honesty in it. They're not being honest. If they want a tax increase, tell us now, and let's have the debate instead of waiting until
May. Here's my solution. I'm not elected, but here's my solution. You fix the mining situation, which is absolutely appalling that they haven't paid a fair tax in this state in forever.
Well, when you talk about pulling, then let's get rid of labor agreements and prevailing wage.
Let me finish. You asked. Let me give you my answer.
Go for it.
How about a net profits tax on corporations that earn over $500,000? We're not talking about a small business tax. I even say get rid of the modified business tax as a part of this. I mean, we have to talk about fairness.
So we want to penalize the people who are right now employing Nevadans while we have the highest unemployment rate in the nation. That's who you want to penalize?
The people that are being penalized right now are the students in the higher ed system. Kids that are in these schools where they are taking 270...
How are they being penalized when they're getting the lowest tuition rates in the region?
Chuck, if you can't graduate because there's no classes, if they're talking about taking 70...
No classes?
Okay,
that's
where we have to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
So here's an unusual question. When's the last time you went to the dentist?
I can't remember.
I know I should visit the dentist more often, but Medicare doesn't pay for it.
No, I haven't seen the dentist in a while.
Why is that?
When he retired, we lost our dental insurance.
You spoke, we listened. If you're one of the millions of Americans without dental insurance, Physicians Mutual Insurance Company has an answer for you. For less than a dollar a day, you can get real dental insurance that pays for over 300 covered procedures, including cleanings, fillings, crowns, and even dentures. Cash benefits are paid directly to you, and you don't have to pay a deductible. This isn't one of those dental discount programs. This is real insurance that can pay for everything from preventive care to major dental services. And that's important to your overall health. Now, if you're worried about being turned down because of your age or dental health, relax. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these policies. Plus, you can go to any dentist you choose. That's right. You're free to go to the dentist you're most comfortable with. If you're retired or on Medicare, this coverage can help you get the dental care you need. That's good to know because, in most cases, dental care just isn't covered by Medicare. Want to find out more? Just call this number or go online to get all the details. There's no cost or obligation. You'll get straightforward answers and friendly service. At Physicians Mutual, we listen and we care.
It's about time someone listened.
This is the simple, affordable dental insurance you've been waiting for. So put it to work for you before your next appointment.
For free information, call 1-800-688-4910, 1-800-688-4910, or visit dentalforallofus.com.
On our next broadcast, Pat Mulroy, the head of the Southern Nevada Water Authority. We'll see you in the next broadcast.